The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you." I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors who were baptized by the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. John the Baptist is arguably the greatest of the Old Testament prophets because he was the nearest to Christ and received the unique mission of actually pointing out the Messiah. Still, he belongs to the time of the promise, the time of the Old Testament, when the work of redemption still lay in the future. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Our Lord here tells us that those who belong to the New Testament, those who belong to the Christ, are greater than John. My brothers and sisters, by our baptism, we belong to Christ. We belong to the kingdom of heaven as priests, prophets, and kings. John's mission was of great importance to prepare the way of Christ for the people of Israel. Ours is no less important, and in fact, I would argue, is much more important. Our mission as prophets is to prepare the way of Christ in our own life for ourselves and for each person around us. It's our job to make disciples of all nations, but it first must begin with us. If we want to go out and convert people to Christ, we first have to be converted, totally, completely. It's all or nothing with conversion, with Jesus Christ. He doesn't want just a part of us. He wants all of who we are. And so before we go out and make more disciples, the first thing he asks of us is to be his disciple, totally, completely. And then once we are disciples, once we are convicted and committed to Jesus Christ, then we go out and make more disciples. This Christmas, when we gather with friends and family, it's important that we're not afraid of planting the seeds of faith and discipleship. We don't need to hit people upside the head with the Bible, even though perhaps some of our family members we might want to. But we do have to be open to having deep conversations about God, about Jesus, about the church, about faith, about things that really matter. Most importantly, we have to be open to this when the opportunities arise, so that we are living out our baptismal promise as prophets of the Lord. And ultimately, more than anything, all that we do, all that we are, just like John the Baptist, our entire lives need to point to Jesus Christ.